Oh, there we go. There's the theme music, baby. Michael Jones is doing his bit to keep the theatre industry alive by seeing multiple films a week. He joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, Danny. It's time to turn down the lights and open the curtain, or perhaps ring the bell and get into a couple of films which come out today. One film is by a guy making his directorial debut, and another film by a guy who's made quite a few recent classics.
Wow.
We'll start with the more experienced director and his film Empire of Light. This one starring Olivia Colman of The Crown and Fleabag fame, Michael Ward from The Old Guard, Tom Brooke, or who was also in The Crown. Colin Firth and Toby Jones also pop into this film.
So it's British, this film?
British, very much British. Yeah. It's written and directed by Sam Mendes.
Oh, yes.
Of 1917, Road to Perdition, Skyfall and Revolutionary Road fame. So quite a few crackers in that bunch. It's 1981 and Stephen, played by Michael Ward, has just got a job at a grand old cinema on the south coast of England. During his time there, he encounters a diverse group of characters, including Hillary, played by Coleman, the duty manager, projectionist Norman, played by Toby Jones, and the uptight, lascivious proprietor Donald, played by Firth, and geeky senior usher Neil, played by Brooke. There's just so many elements that writer-director Sam Mendes is trying to cram into this film, you think you must be watching something worthy. Unfortunately, this one seems to try just a little bit too hard. First of all, you've got the sexual harassment and mental health struggles faced by one character. Then you've got the isolation and racism felt by the film's Afro-Caribbean main character, all against a backdrop of social upheavals happening in Thatcher's Britain, which includes a ton of racial violence. This character is also very much in the minority in this southern England town, and he's been very much made to feel that way. He's also trying to work out what he wants to do with his life, so you've got the coming-of-age element chucked in there as well. And then you've also got the, you know, the other oddbods that work at the cinema too. And all this against the crumbling, once glorious Empire cinema acting as the backdrop. Sort of all at once, it's like a surrogate family, but it's also a place where strangers can come together and escape for that communal experience.
Right.
It is a communal experience, and yet it's because you're sitting there in the dark, it's something totally personal to you, and it's all at the magical 24 frames a second, which tricks the eyes.
Something you experience on a regular basis.
It is, but at times even the Empire is not a refuge from the outside world. So there's really a lot to unpack in this film, perhaps too much. Look, it's kind of a bit ironic, but this is a love letter to film, but it might actually have made a better streaming TV drama that could have perhaps gone for a few extra hours to unpack every single issue. And when an actor like Toby Jones seems to be kind of wasted until the final act, and then he sort of pops up and you get something meaningful and get to know him a bit better, you think, where was he earlier in the film?
Where were you, Toby?
You could watch actors like Olivia Colman, Colin Firth and Toby Jones reading a phone book and be entertained, yet somehow, for all the aforementioned worthy elements and some really great scenes, Empire of Light somehow adds up to less than the sum of its parts, and this film offers no more than a flicker of interest at times.
All right, and for our directorial debut, what's that film?
Oh, we've got Michael B. Jordan's Creed 3,
yes. The franchise that broke off from the Rocky franchise, and it was looking like it's got as much life as the Rocky franchise. Might even get to like 7 Creeds.
Oh,
who knows?
God, I hope not. This one also stars Michael B. Jordan. Tessa Thompson from Dear White People and Thor Ragnarok pops up. And Jonathan Majors is the new, I guess, villain in this one. You might have seen him in Defy Bloods or Ant-Man Quantumania. And Felicia Rashad from The Cosme Show.
No way!
Yes, she also turns up in this film.
She's awesome.
Yeah, so like we said, it's directed by Michael B. Jordan. Now, Adonis, played by Jordan, is now comfortably in boxing retirement. He's working as a Don King-style fight promoter, except without the crazy hair. Then one day, old childhood friend Damien, played by Majors, gets out of jail with a point to prove and a chip on both of his well-defined shoulders. I guess it's going to be on again soon. There are times in this film when Michael B. Jordan's Adonis Creed is telling various characters that what they want is impossible, but you know that ultimately it's going to happen. A bit like the premise for this film. The long-term con, getting an instant shot at a world title despite having zero professional fights, and not even any amateur fights, except probably the the odd prison dust-up that just seems to stretch the bounds of credibility just a little bit. Sure, Damien is built like a brick shit house and looks a lot like Mike Tyson, but he has been away for 18 years, and not even Mike Tyson, who was away for about 4 or 5, not even he came back the same fighter, and even Muhammad Ali was away from professional boxing for 3 years and definitely was not the same fighter, even though he did regain the world title. Look, maybe
just digressing there.
Yeah, look, sorry. Maybe the whole Damien getting out of jail had been a subplot of the previous film, so we've now come to this point in Creed 3. I could buy this one, but the whole timeline is just so compressed. It feels a lot more like a cartoon and almost like a parody of previous Rocky and Creed storylines. As usual for a Creed or Rocky film, the boxing sequences are intense and they're exhilarating, but heavyweights just don't fight like that in round 12. I don't know how many bouts you've watched, but by round 12, your heavyweights are usually just flagging and hanging on.
Yeah.
A bit like this film franchise, really. Look, Creed 3 really is a punch-drunk franchise past its prime. Maybe it hasn't been knocked out yet, but this film definitely deserves a standing 8 count.
I had no idea you were a fan of the sweet science. We should get you in here to do reviews of like UFC and stuff like that, Michael.
Happy to give it a go sometime.
That's the way. You are on 2SER Breakfast. Thank you so much.